And then you know what he said to me after that? Kid, if you get my daughter pregnant, if you make some charcoal babies, I'm going to disown her. I'm going to kick her out of my house and you'll have to bring her home to your mommy and daddy. You hearing me straight, kid? This is all on you now. Yep, Earl was a real winner. Okay, so Penelope and I became the hot topic because we were defying the great and powerful Earl. And yeah, you're probably thinking that Penelope was dating me only because I was the worst possible choice for her. She was probably dating me only because I was an Indian boy. And okay, so she was only semi-dating me. We held hands once in a while and we kissed once or twice, but that was it. I don't know what I meant to her. I think she was bored of being the prettiest, smartest, and most popular girl in the world. She wanted to get a little crazy, you know? She wanted to get a little smudged. And I was the smudge. But hey, I was kind of using her too. After all, I suddenly became popular because Penelope had publicly declared that I was cute enough to almost date. All of the other girls in school decided that I was cute too. Because I got to hold hands with Penelope and kiss her goodbye when she jumped on the school bus to go home, all of the other boys in school decided that I was a major stud. Even the teachers started paying more attention to me. I was mysterious. How did I, the dorky Indian guy, win a tiny piece of Penelope's heart? What was my secret? I looked and talked and dreamed and walked differently than everybody else. I was new. If you want to get all biological, then you'd have to say that I was an exciting addition to the Reardon gene pool. So, okay, those are all the obvious reasons why Penelope and I were friends, all the shallow reasons. But what about the bigger and better reasons? Arnold, she said one day after school, I hate this little town. It's so small, too small. Everything about it is small. The people here have small ideas, small dreams. They all want to marry each other and live here forever. What do you want to do? I asked. I want to leave as soon as I can. I think I was born with a suitcase. Yeah, she talked like that, all big and goofy and dramatic. I wanted to make fun of her, but she was so earnest.